11% of workers in Wisconsin get a paycheck, but no benefits to go along with it. Put all those uninsured workers in one place, and you'd have a city roughly the size of Madison, or twice that of Green Bay. The information being released this week is part of a campaign called Let's Get America Covered. Columbia St. Mary's in Milwaukee is taking part. The hospital's community services director is Bill Solberg. He says more and more employers are cutting back on health benefits or not offering them at all.
Oftentimes in service industry jobs, there has been historically a lack of health insurance, but it seems to have been creeping up into other areas of the economy as well.
Solberg says an estimated 149,000 people in Wisconsin did not see a doctor when they should because of concerns about cost. Delaying or foregoing medical care can make chronic disease worse and more costly. That cost is often passed on to others if the patient doesn't have insurance.
The cost of care in the emergency department is extremely high. It's not the right place to get primary care. It's a difficult challenge for physicians and nurses to provide care in the emergency room for people with whom they don't have a relationship and don't know their history.
More people are covered in Wisconsin than most other states. Solberg says that's due in part to health programs for the poor like Badger Care. But Badger Care has a tight budget, and some say state government shouldn't have to pick up the slack for companies like Walmart, which has been criticized for not providing affordable health benefits for its employees. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.